I see your daughters have a little lemonade stand open.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I spent $17 on lemons, $9 on sugar, $7 on ice, $5 on cups, and they're selling them for 25 cents a piece.
I'll go get a cup. Why not?
Put the lemonade in the cups over there and there. Did you get the money from Daddy?
Daddy, we need more money.
Hi, girls. I would love a cup of your lemonade.
Yes, that'll be 25 cents. I want to pour it. No, I want to pour it, Bella.
Jesus, there's $10 all over the lawn.
Hey there, little ladies. Can I get a cup of that lemonade?
Yes. Here you go, officer.
Oh, wow. This is very delicious. By the way, did you young ladies get a permit to sell this lemonade here?
Fuck, there's another $200.
Daddy, language.
Move, Bella, you're in my...
While this family figures their shit out, we're making efforts to refresh the show. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just grab a drink, search for The Salty Show, and give us a follow. Hit that like button and share some of the content. Oh, wow. Looks like they're shutting it down. Those damn Democrats didn't get their profits.
Shut this shit down. No permits. No selling.
From a wonderful weekend in Vegas. What's up? It's your boy Timmy Two Times. What's up, everybody?
Oh, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shit, Saul. What do you got for us today? It's been a crazy weekend of shit.
God. It's been a busy week in news. First, we're going to talk about the next chapter in the Collusion Illusion soap opera.
Delusion.
That is now in full swing, and the deep state is on overdrive to hide the fingerprints they've left all over the place. Amateur hour at the CIA. New York City. What the fuck has happened in New York City?
Hey, man. It's so going to shit.
You guys know that it is now against the law to use the term illegal alien as a derogatory statement towards anybody. Anybody need the First Amendment in NYC?
Need a copy of that?
We're now waging a war against words that hurt.
You're illegal. No. You're illegal.
Yeah, come on now.
What are they going to do? I want to go there.
We'll talk about it.
You're hurting my feelings.
All that and more.
Why?
On this episode of The Salty Show.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's get...
All right, so what is going on in the Heidi headlines? What's going
on? Let's talk about it. What's first up here? We got a company shames job applicant for Instagram bikini photo. Ooh. And faces a swift backlash.
Good. Right.
So
what happened?
So sounds like a marketing company has reportedly shut down its social media and disabled its website after appearing to shame a job applicant over an old photo. So this young lady took a picture of herself in a bikini and shared it on her own Instagram page. So Emily, 24 years old in Texas, applied for an internship.
Hello. Hi.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
At a company called Kickass Masterminds. In response to her application, the company reportedly took a screenshot of the picture from her Instagram page and used it in their own Instagram story, shaming her for the content.
Question.
Yep.
Question. Here's the deal. Real quick. If you're going to apply for a job, make all your shit private. Like, it's really easy. They can't see it.
Well, okay, so I have a few problems.
Disagree.
When I read this article, the way that it's worded, it makes it seem as if they didn't mention the sex of the person who posted this picture, of the person who's objectifying this woman. So if you look at the profile picture of the person who posted it, it's a female. And this is the thing that they're talking about. So look at this picture. Kick-ass masterminds. They're the ones who posted her picture. And she's now, the girl's now claiming, oh, I've been objectified at this place where I applied. Something the article purposely fails to mention because they want to, It's a narrative that they want to fill. Now, hold on. Let me make my point. They make it seem as if this is men, right? It's a men thing. It's the woman struggle against men. But this is a woman who posted this and quote unquote objectified her. Now, if you look at the post, this is the post that they did. They put it in their story. I'm gonna put it right here because this is a screenshot of it. They didn't put her face.
Right.
Right. They didn't put the girl's face. So they didn't identify who this girl was.
She identified herself.
She identified herself. She was the one who decided to make herself public. Now, the advice that the woman gives to this young girl is sound advice. Like you're saying, Tim, if you're going to have your social media, if you're going to give your social media to your employer, right, and you're applying for a certain position, what makes you think that the employer is not going to look and make a judgment call based on those pictures that you're posting? I don't understand why people feel like as an employer is blind all of a sudden, and especially something that you shared. She shared this with the employer.
Because they want to know that that's part of their background check, is that they comb Google and they Google.
Exactly. So it's for me, you know, and everybody's like, say congratulating. Yeah, you know, call them out on this. But those same people, right? Yeah. Those same people. Let's say somebody had gone and applied for Biden's campaign, okay? And on their thing, they wore Make America Great Again hat. Do you think Biden's campaign has a right to say, buddy, I mean, you know that you're applying here. Why would you put a Make America Great Again hat? And it's like, oh, well, you know, that's, you know, I just wore that, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to now, you know, say, oh, well, not claim to what you're doing. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Look, I'm not taking responsibility for the actions that you took. Now, yeah, I know there's a little difference in the way that I'm trying to equate the things, but it is true. You are going to somebody and presenting your best self, right? And you give them this website, your website, and then you complain that they, based on a picture, and it's sound advice. It's really not bad advice. It sounds like advice a mother would give her daughter. What does it say?
PSA, because I know some of you applicants are looking at this, do not share your social media with... Oh, shit. She actually...
That's what I'm telling you. She shared her social media.
Why?
Exactly. As if the employer is going to be blind to this. Okay, but read.
You're
keep reading.
An idiot.
Keep reading.
Do not share your social media with potential employer if this is the kind of content on it. I'm looking for a professional marketer, not a bikini model. Go on with your bad self and do whatever in private. But this is not doing you any favors finding a professional job. That is sound advice. Because what they're saying is, we don't say not to go do this, but if you're going to put it out there and I'm looking at somebody that's being professional.
Right.
And then somebody else.
And you're public.
Right. And now you're working for me. Now somebody looks you up on Instagram, a potential client, customer, whatever. Then they go see this and they're going to be like, are you hiring
to
there?
To me, this is a classic example of somebody who does not want to take
responsibility.
Be accountable for their actions.
Yeah, you got to make your shit private.
If you're proud about it, then be like, hey, you know what? Fuck them. They didn't want to hire me because of the person that I am. Fuck
somebody
them.
Else will.
Don't claim victimhood. Yeah. Shut the fuck. So again, look.
It's all victimhood.
Exactly.
Move on to the
if she had approached it this way, if she had said, look, fuck them. They don't like my body. Fuck them. But that's not what she's saying. What she's saying is, I've been objectified as a woman. Girl, your tits are hanging out. Who's objectifying you?
You are.
Right? Nobody's. You're doing it yourself.
But what's funny
wearing.
Is,
and I'm not. Look,
she shared it. No. Hold on.
I love looking at pictures like this. I'm not going to complain. In fact, all women out there, please, by all means, you see what I'm saying? I'm not approaching it from that standpoint. But you're trying to be a professional,
right? So here's the deal. She shared her personal page, so when Thank they go you. Look at it. They are now seeing the kind of person you may or may not be because you might be portraying something that is not professional, that is a party girl.
Right.
And now, in their minds, they go, wait a minute. If you're acting like that, are you, you know, be a representative of my, you know,
it goes to her decision making abilities, right? So when she goes to work for this marketing company, is she going to see things that she thinks is acceptable when in reality it may not be?
How old is that girl?
She's now, 24 is what it's
so she's a millennial. She's done. A kid, okay, yeah. You're a kid.
Okay. Yeah. So in the meantime, I would like Kick-Ass Masterminds to line up all of their employees to make sure that they're judging everybody equally.
And you're right. That's a great point.
Because, okay, yes, she's in a bikini. But look at her. Okay, she's not got piercings in all over the place. She's not got tattoos all over the
place. Her tits are hanging out.
Let me ask you this. If you were to advise your daughters, you're going to go to an employer, they're going to see pictures that you're posting, and your daughters posted something like this, would you advise your daughters, look, don't try not to...
I'm not disagreeing with that part at all.
Create a different Instagram account that you can
but
share
don't
with your
share it.
Or don't share it.
Or at least
keep it private or whatever, right?
So if they ask, do you have an Instagram account, you say no.
No, that's not it. Say,
or,
that, you know what, that's my private.
Private,
yeah, that's my private business. It's not public, and I'm keeping it that way. But regardless, the other side of it is, and you guys are, I get it, hung up on the bikini side, and I agree. I've told my son, and I'll tell my daughters, hey, the world can see it. Whether you think they can or not, they can. The other side of that, though, is they're using her as a model. I would like to see what the rest of their employees look like to see what are they doing about the rest of them.
But I think something that the article, and I think one of the things that I'm most upset about in this article is that they don't mention that the person who posted this is a female.
Yeah. And she's not saying don't wear a bikini. What she's saying is, if you're sharing this and I'm for a professional job, you need to look professional. Yeah. You don't share.
And she didn't post her face.
Right.
She just posted.
This is not good. And what she's pointing out, basically, not that she's in a bikini. I guarantee if her tits weren't hanging out, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom
of the boob was covered up.
Yeah. But anyway,
there's levels of professionalism.
It's not even just about being in a bikini. My Facebook, if every other picture I have is me drinking a beer, being out, and it's public. And they do a background check on me, and they go, "Wow, this is what this guy does all the time."
This guy was on until 3 a.m.
I'm gonna pass on this because he looks like a alcoholic.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why are you complaining? You were the one who shared this. Now you're complaining that somebody looked at it and was like, "Stop." You know what I mean? Like, you need to be accountable for the actions that you take.
Sure. Absolutely.
And man up, woman up, and take responsibility.
If this is how
you want to present to the world, then you better be ready for people who are going to look at it and say, you know what, that's a little bit unprofessional for the area that I'm trying to hire.
Dude, that's why I left, because I had a background check done a year ago. No. So it's funny because we'll go on to the next thing. But had a background check done. And it was apparently like an extensive one because it was for a bank, right? And my hiring manager came back, and we were sitting there talking. We went out for drinks after. He's like, "Damn, dude, I gotta say," he's like, "I did a pretty thorough background check." He's like, "I didn't go full level 3, but he's like, "You're like non-existent on the internet. Like, we couldn't find you."
Oh, shit.
I told him, I said, "I got Instagram, I got Facebook, but I said I just locked that shit down." You know what I mean? And none of it has been discoverable.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
I want to know, what does Kick-Ass Masterminds do with that kind of a name for a business?
Something kick-ass.
Well, it's the the woman that posted it.
Maybe
it's
if her
company,
ass
right?
was hanging out, maybe then they would have.
What?
Kick-ass.
Anyway.
Well, we only see the front. Her ass may be hanging out. We don't know.
Oh, All right. Next. All right. We got to get going.
All right. 5 bulls found dead in Oregon.
Wait, where?
I think, do you remember as a kid? You remember as a kid, Oregon Trail?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your oxen is dead.
Yeah, the oxen has died.
You have typhoid.
I can hear you chewing on my mic.
Then the story,
your daughter died
weird.
From typhoid. That's okay. I got 5 more.
Theories about what happened to the bulls have included bugs.
I'm muted.
Them being mutilated in a spaceship and the work of a cult.
5 bulls were mutilated in a spaceship. By a cult. That's what I got.
That's the best thing ever. I'm sorry.
All right. Are we moving on to the next one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. On a more serious note, out there to the families that are impacted by a multiple dead after World War II B-17 plane crashed. Sorry, today.
What was this at again?
Plane crashes, erupts into flames at Bradley Airport. My understanding was it was Connecticut.
So apparently they've grounded all those planes from that
era.
The
B-17 World War II ones?
Oh, the company that was running that? Because I don't want to say a company, it's a group or
whoever owns
a commemorative group kind of thing. They own several vintage warplanes. So you're saying that they grounded them all until they figure out what happened, which is a good, that's a good precaution to take, right? You just, when you have a problem like that, you find out what happened and then you fix it.
Yeah.
You
know? So it says a vintage World War II plane crashed shortly after takeoff, erupting into flames and killing people on board Wednesday at Bradley International Airport, just outside
Jeremy,
of Hartford, Connecticut.
You're the resident pilot here. What do you think about that call to ground everything until they can...
Well, so that's just the FAA...
protocol.
It's not TSA. There's another one.
FAA?
No, the FAA and the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board. Basically, whenever there's a crash like that, they do that even with commercial airliners, like 747s and things like that. Whenever one of them crashes, they go out and they seriously investigate what happened, right? And they want to know, you know, was it a pilot error? Was it a defect in the airplane? Because if it's a defect in the airplane, they will ground the entire fleet until that defect is fixed, depending on how dangerous
it is.
Look
at Boeing.
Right?
Boeing's losing a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
And what would cause a plane not to gain altitude, though? That's what the pilot said before he went.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about the
crash. So he said, they took off, and then the pilot radioed back and said, I'm not gaining altitude. I'm going to head back. And so when he head back, it's...
So, I mean, the B-17s have four different engines. And so I would have to assume that it was maybe a problem with one of the control surfaces. It could have locked up, or a cable could have broke. But I mean, those warplanes are usually highly redundant, right? So there's not just, when you pull the stick back, there's not just one pulley, you know, moving the surface. There's usually multiple of them because, you know, they get shot at. And if you break a wire, the plane is basically, you know, dead in the air, or can be dead in the air. But if you have multiple control mechanisms, then, you know, if you lose one, the other two are still working, kind of a thing. So, yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, as far as the company or the organization that owns all those warplanes, they decided that they're going to ground their entire fleet. And it may be because maybe the mechanics that are working on it, they have a, let's just say, throwing it out there, there's a torque wrench that's out of spec, right? It thinks you think you're tightening something tight enough, but in reality, you're not. Mm. So if they use that same wrench on all the other planes, they need to figure out what happened to this plane. Was it something that we use on all the other planes that we need to take into account? So, I mean, it makes sense.
What, one thing, so there, it was like a tourist, right? There were people
I don't know about this particular one, but there is one that comes to Glendale or to Deer Valley Airport probably like once a year. I think it's part of the Confederate Army. I think it's what they're called.
That would be cool to.
And they do rides. They'll take you up. They'll take you out for a ride.
13 people on board, 2 pilots, 1 attendant, and 10 passengers.
Yeah, I'm not going on that.
So,
anyways, all right. What else you got?
So I found this one interesting. 16 students in Indiana were accidentally injected with insulin during a TB test.
Wow.
So this blows me away. I don't even freaking know how you screw this one up.
So let me, I am not a health expert here. So insulin is necessary in the body to regulate what?
Insulin allows the cells in your body to
break shit down.
No,
process sugars.
It basically allows the sugars break in your blood to enter into your cells.
Okay.
So it's used normally for, just your normal blood cell, your muscles and everything to absorb the sugars that are in your blood. And it's also what causes the fat cells to enlarge, right? So if you have a lot of blood sugar in your blood, the body releases insulin to store that in the fat cells as well.
So if you get too much of this, what could happen?
Your blood sugar drops because it's all getting pushed into your cells as opposed to going through the rest of your body.
Well, that's kind of what happens to you, right, Connor?
Yeah.
He uses the insulin to his point, the pancreas fails because that's what the pancreas does is naturally for us when you're healthy. When you're a type 1 diabetic, specifically a type 1 diabetic, and the pancreas fails, your body's not generating that. So the insulin that he takes when his blood sugars get high, because there's not that natural, let me bring it back down to normal ranges. So it makes him go low. So what happens the minute your blood sugar goes low? You go into a coma, you go into a seizure, you die, basically, when it goes
low. So these kids could have had the potential of just...
That's why I was like, I don't understand how you screw this one up and you use insulin instead. Because you know what a TB test is, right? We've all had them, especially as kids.
Tuberculosis?
They put the little bit of fluid up underneath the skin, and then they wait to see if something develops or not.
Really?
So they... Yeah. Yeah, so
I've had...
So they, what they're doing is what they did was they took the insulin, and rather than it being the TB testing stuff, it was insulin. And a drop of insulin like that to a healthy body could, oh my, it could be devastating.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because
it's like a drug overdose.
Your normal, it is. Your no, yeah, absolutely. Your normal blood sugars for a normal person should be right around 70, 80 after 70, eating maybe 100. Yeah. So you put a drop, if that's normal, and a drop of insulin, I don't know if you've ever witnessed him go into the 40s. Mm-hmm. Oh, he starts shaking. He starts to lose strength.
You're weak.
Yeah. Like I said, when it's happened to him where he's been sleeping, and he went into the 30s. And if we couldn't get him awake to get something in him quick, then there's another, like, similar to like the insulin that you inject, glucagon. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but it just blows my mind that a school could let this happen. It was only 6 students, so it makes me think that they had been come in contact with somebody with TB or something along those lines to have been tested sooner than everybody else. That's terrible. But yeah,
a great school.
Yeah, it was done through a school.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, and think about it like this, Nelson. Yeah. Outside of insulin, people that take like normal people that take Viagra, that's why they get the heart attack sometimes, or they get that you know, they got too much going on there, and it's like, it went past 5 hours.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I don't know.
I'd be knocking over every light.
Okay, Tim, sure.
With you, idiot.
Okay,
with sure. Your new date. We'll talk about your Tinder date. We'll get to that.
No. So I got a story about my boss when we're...
No, we're done. All right, Heidi, what else you got?
Those weekly splurges cost $7,400 extra annually. Yeah. Here are the biggest budget busters.
$10,000 for Nelson at Santisi's.
Really need to put my name. Dollar, that's what I need. You're going to put my business up? So what's going on?
I'm about 8,000.
Okay,
right?
So let's be specific to what they're saying, though, right? Yeah. It's the budget buster. So basically, you make a budget, you have a plan, and then this is what kills your plan.
And then you just
what
crush
kills
it.
Your plan?
Right. So the top 10 budget killers. Number one, online shopping at 40%.
Oh, that's about right. I'm gonna pop some thumbtacks.
$20,000 in my pocket. Yeah.
Number two is grocery shopping at 39%. I know a lot of people that do not put groceries into their budget. Yeah. I don't know. Number three, subscription services.
They kill you.
You and those damn porns. I'm telling you, stop with the porn.
No, I'm telling you, I got...
look at him. He's like,
I got like Hulu, Netflix, Amazon.
So cutting the cord is not cheaper.
Oh my God.
Cutting the cord is cheaper if you don't get a subscription for anything else, because Hulu...
Cutting the cord.
Yeah, so...
Cable?
I was paying $200 for DirecTV, right? But I also had Netflix. I also had Amazon Prime. I had all this other shit, Stars, HBO. So then all of a sudden, you start adding that up. I'm like, shit. I'm like, I'm still paying $200 to have DirecTV Now, which is $75. Netflix just went up to $14. Amazon Prime is $15 now, or $70, whatever it is. Because they raised the price.
It comes with the yearly.
Yeah, if you do the annual subscription, then you don't have to do that.
Right, but it's like $17 a month, whatever it comes to, right?
Yeah.
I do the MLB package. That's like $100 and something, you know, for the season. You start adding up, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I'm spending more money. And plus, I got internet. You know what I mean? Plus, I got a $119 bill for internet because I need the fastest internet to do all this crap.
So then your DirecTV doesn't include internet?
No.
No,
oh,
there's that's centrally linked.
Yeah, see, I don't do that DirecTV. I don't do the sports package. I don't do none of that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Hulu, Netflix, and that's it. I mean, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but
Amazon Prime comes with my Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
But you start adding all that up, but then Amazon Prime goes to online shopping. That's 40% because now we're like, oh, shit, it's Amazon Prime. It's cheap, and I get it for free shipping.
Okay, you know what? I pay for YouTube, whatever.
YouTube Red, or
they're premium now. Well, and... I think that is a plus because, dude, do you guys pay for that?
No.
Okay, so I'm so used to when I watch YouTube videos, I don't see commercials.
Yeah.
And when I go to somebody who plays a YouTube video and you see all commercials, I'm like, oh my God, kill me right now. And so I think I'm saving money because I'm not having to watch these commercials who are trying to sell me shit. So I avoid all that.
I like your justification. I like your justification.
Okay, okay, there. Justification. Now we know where his 37-40% is. All right, technology products.
Got $20 in my pocket.
Technology products is at 36%.
Does that include cell phone?
Yeah, you had to have the latest, greatest something that you didn't.
No, but does that include the plan, or is that just the physical hardware?
It just says technology products.
Apple Watch, $400.
It's the things that pop up, and you're like, I gotta have that. And it's some new technology.
So
your
Bose headphones.
I guess
that's
I'm confused
bucks.
About percentage. Because when I look at this, shouldn't all this add to 100?
No.
What do they mean by that?
They took a poll.
Yeah, so of your budget, these are the top 10 things that kill your budget. So some people, it might just be online shopping. Like they have a budget, but they online shop and it kills the budget.
Okay.
Some
it people kills 40%
of their
40% budget.
Of the people they surveyed, 40% say online shopping is a problem for their budget.
Yes.
They're overspending.
But wouldn't you say that? Shouldn't that add up to 100?
No. I can have multiple problems, right? I could be like,
I don't have online shopping
services and my
right?
technology.
So the ones who have an online shopping problem,
they fall into that 40% where they're like, they're 40% of however many people go.
When they looked at their budgets and they were like, oh, okay, you have online shopping, you have subscription services. So
look at your vices here and see where.
Yeah. I fall into all of those, dude. Dude, so
buying lunch every day, like not providing.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
Ordering
household essentials, things that you don't budget for. And that's the other side of this is like grocery shopping. I know people that make a killing and they cannot make it from one pay to the next. And I'm like, how do you? And then they show me how they go to the grocery store every fucking day for food. Why are you not doing your grocery shopping on the weekends for the week?
So as a single person, I can agree with that. The reason why as a single person, because if I buy anything at the grocery store, I have to eat that thing for 5 days. I don't want to eat the same. I don't want to eat chicken for 5 days because once you buy it, you have to cook it. You know what I mean? It goes bad unless then you got to freeze it. And it's just, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You guys are feeding an army. So it pays to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. So household essentials, things that they don't plan for. And this is a part of this is, again, planning. Coffee. Coffee's a big one.
Coffee. Yeah, that gets a lot of
Starbucks or Dutch
$6 a clip, dude.
I'm
curious. Okay, so hold on. We're gonna go. Tim, looking at this list, I know you said everything, but looking at this list, which ones would you say are not your problem? Will never be your problem.
All right, do I get to play?
All gonna do it. Pick two of these that you say.
I paid $25 for my gym membership, so that's already budgeted.
That doesn't count for you.
Which one of these is you're like, I would never do that?
None of them.
Really.
So most of the time, coffee, for the most part, no. Like, I don't buy coffee extra, right? Like, when we do the show, I get a cup of coffee, but I have coffee at home.
So
divided
among all these, you spend as much money on all.
Why, like, when I tell people I have to make a certain salary because I'm used to my luxuries.
Really,
Heidi, what is yours?
God, I have a few of them. Buying lunch every day, household.
Okay, no, I'm saying which one
shopping.
Is not one.
Yeah,
like,
these are not problems for
really
me.
Buying lunch every day.
I budget grocery shopping. I budget subscriptions. I budget technology.
No, you don't.
Nobody
budgets technology.
Yes, I do, because I don't buy it. If I don't have, I didn't budget for it, I don't buy it.
She's by proxy, Jeremy buys it.
Yeah.
It's
Jeremy's money.
Yeah.
She buys Jeremy's money.
No,
that's all right.
No, it's not that either. Okay. Household essentials, coffee, food delivery, gym membership, entertainment. Yeah. I budget all these things.
What about yours, Jeremy?
So coffee, I don't drink coffee, so that's completely
same
off the list.
Me.
Gym, I gave up on the gym
same
years ago.
Me.
He's so like, fuck
when
it.
When they say food delivery,
Uber Eats.
Never. Yeah, God, if I want food, I will drive to the corner and get the food.
No,
I'm not going to pay
convenient.
A $25 fee to have something delivered.
Hey, when I'm hungover and I don't feel like driving.
Get in your car or don't eat.
No, because then it's like drinking and driving then because I'm still drunk.
Entertainment. We used to
I'm
do
lazy.
Movies. I don't go to concerts, so
but it's entertainment, right?
Yeah, you know, we would do the movies, but the movies we would
like
go to would
out.
Be those Tuesday night.
You go
classics,
to the bar,
and those were like $5.
I was just gonna say, when we go
going out to dinner.
Going to the bar is part of entertainment.
Say,
yeah,
when they say, "Come on, let's go," you're gonna go out with us. That's
you didn't budget that $10.
Oh, I make them buy drinks when they tell me I have to.
That's
not true. Actually,
it comes out of our entertainment budget. Goddammit.
The way it works is, hey, Jeremy, will you take us to the bar? Sure, we'll buy you a drink for driving us. Okay, so I have my one drink and then I go home.
It's a quid pro quo.
There you go.
Quid pro quo. We'll get to that.
What yeah.
All right, you transition. Got one more. You got one more thing. What's going on?
All right. So last and not least.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. No, we're not talking about
that. We are.
We're not talking about that. So gross.
A woman relaxes by letting poisonous spiders crawl on her face. You guys, there's a video of her doing this.
No, no, no.
Yeah, scroll down to the video.
Oh, shit.
Insane.
Holy shit.
And they're different spiders.
How did they not bite her?
I don't picture. Okay, so you're lying on the beach listening to the sea gently. Yeah, like this is.
Fuck that. Nope. Nope. I'm out. That's fake. That's fake shit.
How, no. No, 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 no.
How? It's,
there's a bunch of them. She.
That is gross.
That does look fake, though.
That looks fake. That's why it's fake news.
That's
fake news.
Real, dude.
Fake no, news. It's real. It was. No, no. It was real. It was done on NBC or CBS was putting this out
That
there.
Looks so fake.
How the fuck did it not bite her?
That's no.
She said she started doing this about 4 years ago.
She's a fucking idiot. That's what she is. That's it. Done. That's like letting like a fucking tiger fucking smell you and lick you. Fuck that shit. You deserve to die if it bites you.
I hope that spider friggin' bites her.
No, I don't wish death on anybody, but if it happens, I'm not going to feel bad for you.
I hope she survives, but you know what I mean? Like, no, you don't do stupid shit, man. You know, because she's going to be in the hospital, and then she's going to be like, why does shit happen to me?
And then I can't afford it. And then I got no health care.
Why does shit always happen to me?
No, she's from Queensland. So. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. Jesus.
That's like going to play in traffic. Like, hold on. I'm going to go play in traffic, too, because it relaxes me, and I get hit by a car.
Australia has more animals and creatures that'll kill you than any other place on the planet.
Arizona might be a close second.
No, dude.
Go into the desert.
No. Do some research on that, man. Australia has animals that will...
No, so I do have to say, there is... Oh, yeah. Aside from her, it supposedly is a thing. It's called spider therapy.
Yeah, she can fucking suck a dick.
And it's not just her. Like, it's a thing.
I don't care if it's a thing.
Honestly, that's not my thing,
and I don't want to ever see that thing.
I'm with you, Tim. I'm like, look.
That's stupid.
I hope she doesn't die, but I hope that spider
Just to teach you a lesson.
And I hope they show her face on TV after the...
It's like Siegfried and Roy when everybody felt bad that the lion attacked them.
Why does shit always happen to me?
The tiger attacked
him.
You are fucking with
life
a
is not fair.
Tiger.
Okay. All right. So let's get to this. Okay. So Ukrainian collusion, which is now the...
You mean the Ukrainian delusion?
Delusion, exactly. So let's summarize what we knew up to the point before they started to open up, before Nancy Pelosi decided to open up impeachment hearings. So Trump was being investigated for impeachment for supposed collusion based on made up, hyperinflated evidence. The allegation is that he pressured the Ukrainian prime minister to get dirt on Biden and his son, right? So now let's forward to what's happened these past few days of this week. Adam Schiff, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, was caught on tape with who he thought were Ukrainian people that he thought had dirt on Trump. And he was soliciting to get that information. So meanwhile, he comes out on TV. This is before this video comes out of him. He comes out on TV and he claimed that by Trump merely asking the Ukrainian prime minister to investigate any wrongdoing or any corruption is what he called foreign interference in our elections and is grounds for impeachment. Now, I'm going to show you this video. I like Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is a rising star in the GOP because he's a fighter. And there's very few of these people who are out there. Now, he comes out. Oh, come on. Are you?
So as your
homie.
Oh, wow. Something went wrong. So real quick. So it's funny, as we're talking about this, did you see Trump's tweets today? He was on fire.
I'm gonna go over those, but hold on. Let me stay on track here because
it has something to do about this.
But I don't want to get scattered. Is it about exactly this, Matt Gaetz?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I found it. Hold on. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Is a president of the United States use the full weight of his office to manufacture dirt on his opponent and interfere in our election?
So this is what he came out saying. Now this tape was released of him speaking to our Ukrainian officials.
This was hysterical.
So you have recordings of both Sovchek and Buseva where they're discussing the compromising material on Mr. Trump?
Absolutely.
Well, obviously we would welcome a chance to get copies of those recordings.
It is illegal, improper, a violation of oath, a violation of his duty to defend our elections and our Constitution for the president to merely ask for foreign interference.
So, this is... I love this because this is, again, a clear example of where Democrats have rules for you, but not for them. Now, one thing I want to say about this is, isn't this exactly what he was claiming Trump was doing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead, Tim. You want to say something?
I'm just...
Okay. There's another piece of evidence from collusion between Adam and the deep state, the intelligence community who has gone rogue against Trump. So they changed the whistleblower form, right?
They did.
When you submit a form to say, hey, I'm a whistleblower, they changed that form right before. And I think we mentioned this last time, right? Where before the requirement was you had to be a firsthand witness, to where they changed it where you don't have to be a firsthand witness in order for to allow the use of that testimony or that allegation. The whistleblower came out saying, I have evidence on Trump colluding with Ukraine to investigate Biden, right? And Trump was pressuring them. And turns out that Adam Schiff actually knew about it and had a conversation with the whistleblower. Yeah. So he knew it was already in there because he had already colluded with the whistleblower. And basically had coordinated this, even with the help of the deep state,
Jesus,
to come up with a way on how to get Trump. Now, they weren't counting on Trump releasing the transcript. They were hoping that Trump wouldn't release that so that they could say,
he looked guilty.
He's hiding. Exactly. And Trump comes out and says, release that. I'm not hiding anything. Release it. When he released that, they had nowhere to go. And so now they open up these hearings based on something. And Trump is like, there's nothing there.
Yeah. So based on that, right, that there's nothing there, this tweet, actually, I had to read it twice because I couldn't believe he actually put this. But this is how you could tell, like, all right, look, there's politics and then there's, like, just hatred for some reason, you know, for whatever it is. The do-nothing Democrats should be focused on building up our country, not wasting everyone's time and energy on bullshit in capital letters. The president of the United States legitimately tweeted bullshit, which is what they've been doing ever since I got overwhelmingly elected in 2016. 223 to 306. Get a better candidate this time. You'll need it. But he's right. Like, look, you did the whole collusion thing. 2 years and how many millions of dollars? And what came out of it? Yeah, maybe some, what they consider maybe some obstruction, but they can't, whatever. But what came out of it was that they said, oh, yeah, but even if it was, they can't do anything until he is not president, right? So in 8 years from now, they will try to, or seven, they're going to try to send him to jail. And by that time, he's probably going to be, you know, almost on his deathbed. Then they do Kavanaugh. Oh, my God. Yeah, failure, right? Then what was the next thing? There was some other shit in between all
so,
that.
So I'm going to...
They failed every single time.
I want to emphasize this point that I'm making because I want to show you guys the evidence here because I can say... things.
There's no evidence.
And right. So I'm showing you guys videos so you guys can see the words that he said and the things that are coming out. Now, Schiff told the media on September 17th, before Trump had released the transcript, he said, we have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to. Now, let me play this.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. Yeah. We would like to.
Have you heard from the whistleblower?
We have not spoken.
Okay. This is September the 17th, right? All right. Now, I'm going to show you the next. This is from PBS. PBS is reporting this. And they reported this on, what, today? Whistleblower spoke to Schiff aides before filing a complaint. He knew. He knew about this. They knew about this.
Yeah.
They coordinated all this with the deep state. And they. This is what some people are alleging, Jeremy. Is that the whistleblower came to these guys and said, hey, I have some stuff. I don't know how to word it. I don't know how to put it together. And they got help from the Democrats, from the deep state, because the deep state, the intelligence community or the committee, they changed the form on how to submit evidence. Okay.
Right.
So they coordinated this and said, okay, here's how you can submit it. We'll be able to get no questions, submit it. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to open the. So the Democrats thought they had something. They had nothing, dude. They had hearsay. They had third party witnesses.
Yeah, third hand.
Third hand. Exactly.
They need to be held accountable for this somehow. I mean, well, look, if you're going to present facts, like the article I posted the last week that we didn't get to talk about all this, like the New York Times goes in and they everything he that whole transcript, they were saying this is what Trump was implying. Quid pro quo, and this is where he's talking about appropriations. He never said that. So if you're going to come at me and say, well, he purposely speaks in general terms, okay. So even if he was, that's smart. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I know that I'm being recorded and I'm trying to deliver a message without actually saying something, I call that smart. You know what I mean? Like,
so
when you're lying to a female about like where you're at, you know what I mean? Or, you know, you don't tell them exactly. You'd be like, I told you I was out, but I didn't tell you who I was with. you know what I mean? Hey.
Okay, so here's another thing. I mean, I'm going to go point by point because this is blowing up on their faces, man, and I love it. Okay, so the Democrats are claiming that Trump pressured the Ukraine and coerced them in order to investigate Biden. Now, Biden was out there bragging about how he got the ex-prosecutor fired, okay? The ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he was told to back off probe into Biden-linked firm. And there's files that show this evidence. This Ukrainian prosecutor has agreed to come to the United States to testify under oath.
Yes.
And this is what the Republicans are now demanding, and this is awesome. They are now they are saying all communication, because this is what the Democrats said, they're saying all communication between Adam Schiff and the whistleblower needs to be made public, right? And all because what that term I always forget. If it's good for the goose,
good for the gander.
It's good for the gander. You know, they came out saying we need to hear all those transcripts. I want them to release the transcripts of the conversations they had with the supposed whistleblower, because the whistleblower came out first and they claimed that they had not heard from them.
So did you see the other video that came out? Where, because Biden's like, I don't know, I'm never involved in any of my son's affairs or anything like that. Picture came out.
Oh, yeah,
It was with the Ukrainian like gas company
Trump
executive.
Trump actually put this out. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so you like exactly how you said it. Biden came out and said, I have no idea. I don't talk to. There's a picture that came out.
They're like on the golf course.
That shows him in the golf course. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but freaking Trump is a savage. But let me.
I think it was Trump's Twitter that I saw.
Let me play this video because this is hilarious, dude. You're going to love this one.
It's with the guy with the photo, right?
But hold on. Yes, you guys saw this one?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Listen to the words.
That's the one that's going to
do. Let me tell you something. This is great.
Look, they got to realize if they're going to come at him, they better come at him.
They better be ready.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the deal. It better be legit because he's going to openly talk about it, because a lot of these other presidents, when they would go at him, they would stay silent. And just let it kind of, he's going head on at him because he's actually, to me, protecting the party. Because he took it on the chin, people are going to go like, he's guilty. But when you come fighting and then all this shit happens, dude, it's a wrap. People are going to go, they're lying again. They have nothing.
You know what Trump is very good at? He's very good at combating the narrative that they're trying to say. So they want impeachment to be the word that people remember. Now, Trump, and I don't know if he does this on his own or he has I don't know who he has, but he's brilliant. Trump is now countering that, the word impeachment, with coup.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you hear a coup, right, a coup d'etat, right, it is an overthrowing of a government, which is illegal. So he's countering them. He's no longer calling it impeachment. He's like, it's a coup. It's a straight up coup. And he's posting now this. So he releases an ad. And this is why he's brilliant, man. He's a fighter. Okay, but let me just show you this video because he is good at showing. I don't know who's his media person, but they are on top of this dude. They are running on all cylinders when it comes to fighting back right away.
You know, I guarantee he does a lot of research on his own, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't think he'll let somebody give him something to do and then all of a sudden be wrong because he hasn't had to retract anything yet.
I don't think he trusts people enough to.
So watch this ad that he just posted.
Democrats trying to undo the election, regardless of facts.
Well, we know it's not illegal. What crime was violated? Can you name one?
Attacking the president by any means necessary.
The entire whistleblower complaint is based on hearsay. This seems to me like a political setup.
Fabricating evidence.
Adam Schiff, in the middle of a committee hearing, making crap up.
None of those things are in this transcript.
It's nothing short of a coup, and it must be stopped.
I'm Donald Trump. And I approve this message.
so you saw awesome. The second thing. You saw Nancy Pelosi was trying to go after Pence too, right? So basically, she's trying to get Pence out of office.
They're trying to do a counter.
So let's say they got Trump and Pence out of there, she becomes president.
It's not going to happen.
But they were like, this crazy person right now.
So again, to reiterate what we've just covered, New York Times reported that the whistleblower gave an early account of allegations against Trump to a House aide who outlined it to Representative Adam Schiff, who is now leading this impeachment inquiry. These are the people that pretend to have no idea what was in the report so that Trump would disclose the transcripts originally, right? They were saying we have no idea what was in the conversation that Trump had with Zelensky. Now the transcript is out now, and guess what? They lied. There is nothing there. And they lied and now are in full force to attempt impeachment, proving once again that this is a coordinated and well-orchestrated attempt at a coup against a sitting president. The Democrats, the deep state, and the complicit media have now been caught with their pants down performing fellatio on each other. It's a disgrace, and the swamp needs to be drained. Yes. All right? Trump is the man needed for the times we are now living. A time of the hypersensitive humans, the pontificates who claim there are 1,000 genders, the woke and politically correct weasels who can slither their way to avoid logic and common sense. They have all met their match with a president that has a backbone, that will fight, that will punch back, and maybe laugh at them while he does it. And I love it. We haven't realized yet how much we don't deserve this man, and yet he might be the only one who can single-handedly save our beautiful country from the grasps of chaos and corruption. I wanted to get this point across because we don't appreciate Trump, dude. We don't. I don't think a lot of people don't. This guy is fighting. Is fighting. There's something deeply wrong when the intelligence community is actively trying to overthrow this guy because he is going to reveal a lot of shit and he's draining the swamp.
He caught him, dude. I mean, he's countering him. So either he's really good at not getting caught or he truly is doing the right thing, right? And he's exposing because it's like, all right, cool. If he was guilty, his lawyers would probably say, shut the fuck up because everything you're saying and tweeting is a living document. Everything you tweet, it will be held against you in a court of law because that is especially because you're the president. This is archived. This is legal. We can go back to this. This is your words. He is not that dumb to where he will put something out there if it's not right. If it's going to incriminate him, he will not do it.
Exactly.
So the fact that he says, come at me, bro. Nobody's saying that. If you're guilty, you shut the fuck up and you let your advisors do it.
So
he is going out and making these videos and he's fighting and fighting and fighting.
One thing that Trump does is he won't back down from a press conference. Like he'll meet with people. You know how many, like if you look at when the Democrats came out and says, oh, we're going to impeach. Nancy Pelosi didn't take one question.
Yeah. Like why?
And he's like, come on, talk to me. Question.
He's like, how? Ask me questions. Now he'll call them out and he'll be like, you're an idiot. Or, you know what I mean? Like, and I want to show you this press conference. It's a little long, but I want you guys to see it because this is one thing that I admire about this guy is, again, He takes on the questions and he calls them out. He doesn't shy away from fighting these guys. And I'm loving every minute of it.
Can you just make clear right here, what do you or what did you want President Zelensky to do with regard to Joe and Hunter Biden?
If you look at what he said, okay, and he brought it up. I think he brought up the name Rudy Giuliani. What I want is the following, and I've said this loud and clear. We have our ambassadors here. We have Mike Pence here. Why are we the only ones that give the big money to the Ukraine? We give money to Ukraine, and it's bothered me from day one. And you have plenty of people just here. I say, how come it's always the United States that gets ripped? Frankly, Ukraine, we want to help them. And I do like the new president. You know why I like him? Because he was honest. Because he said there was no pressure at all exerted on me, meaning him, by the president of the United States. He said it. By the way, that one sentence should stop this. But he said there was no pressure exerted. But you don't have to ask him. All you have to do is read the transcript, read the telephone call. But what I was having a problem with are two things. Number one, Ukraine is known before him for tremendous corruption. Tremendous. More than just about any country in the world. In fact, they're rated one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And I don't like giving money to a country that's that corrupt. Number two.
You don't like giving
money. Number two, I said the following, and I said this loud and clear to everybody. And in fact, Rob Portman backed me up, and there's nobody more honorable than Rob Portman of Ohio. Because he called up, please let the money go. I said, Rob, I hate being the country that's always giving money when Ukraine helps Europe and the European countries far more than they help us. They're like a wall between Russia and Europe. They're like a wall. They're a big, wide, beautiful wall. And he said, you know what?
Subtle,
but it's
man.
Important. And he came out and he said that. That was my only reason. Because I don't like being the sucker country. We were the sucker country for years and years. We're not the sucker country anymore.
I gave the
money because Rob Portman and others called me and asked. But I don't like to be the sucker. And European countries are helped far more than we are. And those countries should pay more to help Ukraine. Ask a question, please.
Thank you, sir.
What about Mr. Biden?
What did you want about Biden?
He didn't really ask about Biden and his son, Arstone. Again, President Trump is here with the president of Finland, the prime minister or whatever of Finland. And the press is asking him about, you know, this impeachment probe and all this. And Trump is answering the questions, but then you'll see how he gets frustrated. He's like, guys, you know what I mean? Like, so you'll see. I love his reaction, man. They're so genuine.
I don't know, but...
He's honest, man. He's not faking it.
I know, yeah. I don't know if that's genuine, though, but he sticks to his story, and he says the same thing over and over again, so...
You don't think he's honest?
To be honest with you, if either you're a good liar, because his stories are the same every time, it's the same story, so if you're telling me the same story over and over again, months and years later... It's got to be the truth because it's the same exact words said the same exact way. You know what I mean?
Look, for somebody who tweets a lot.
I hear you.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
he remembers his tweets too. He never says, I don't remember saying
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So just keep watching.
You know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing. You know it, and so do we.
Biden's son.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the president of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which was...
Did you hear me?
What did you want?
Did you hear me?
Yes,
sir. Ask him a question.
I will, but...
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked you.
I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country.
I
say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. Much of the media in this country is not just fake, it's corrupt.
I love it.
And you have some very fine people, too. Great journalists, great reporters. But to a large extent, it's corrupt and it's fake. Ask the president of Finland a question, please.
Okay, I'll move on now. Mr. President... In your opening,
remember the president's last remarks that we are a great democracy. We are a great, the United States is a great democracy. And I'm airing what I'm airing because we are, in fact, a democracy. And if the press were straight and honest and forthright and tough, we would be a far greater nation.
Yeah.
We would be a far greater when we don't have the CNNs of the world who are corrupt people. Thank you very much, everybody.
Boom. Boom. I love it.
He was just like.
So another thing is Giuliani, right?
Holy shit.
He went on.
You're fucking with two people from a city.
New York, exactly.
That you want to come at me with a left? That's saying
they're
come
fighters.
At me, bro.
I love that. I love that about New York. No, look,
if I fuck up, I'm going to admit that I fucked up. Right? You can edit this if you want. But if somebody's talking shit, I'm going to prove your ass wrong. Because you know what? I can get you with facts. I can get you with data. I can get you in with proof. Not hearsay. I don't say, hey, I'm a great fucking engineer and I could do anything. No, this is what I've done. This. And here's all the paperwork. Here's all the shit that I've done.
Which is exactly what Giuliani did.
Fuck you. Yeah. How about that? Fuck you.
This is exactly what Giuliani did, right? He's fighting effectively. So much so that Quid Pro Joe wants him banned from appearing in news networks. I'm not kidding with the Democratic Party wants him banned.
They're banning people. When you say the word banned, do you understand what the word banned is? That's censorship.
So exactly. So I'm going to show you this video. I'm showing you guys a lot of videos, but the reason is because I don't want you guys to take my word for it that this happened. So this is Rudy Giuliani on ABC News, and he shows up with evidence.
I have an affidavit here that's been online for 6 months that nobody bothered to read from the gentleman who was fired, Victor Shokin. The so-called corrupt prosecutor. The Biden people say that he wasn't investigating Hunter Biden at the time. He says under oath that he was.
But as you know, I know he says
that under oath.
We
don't
even
know
him. He must not be telling the truth. We know that Vice President Biden was part of an international effort, was part of a government-wide effort to help push the prosecutor out because of
allegations. The name here was Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. And it said that the president of the Ukraine asked me to resign due to pressure from the U.S. presidential administration. The truth is that I was forced out because I was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe into Burisma Holdings and Joe Biden's son. That's under oath by the prosecutor who was handling the case, who they say is corrupt. Now, a lot of prosecutors.
It's not just they who said it's corrupt. The European Union said he's corrupt.
The European Union.
Administration.
Oh, they all said it. Anybody prove it?
That's why he was removed from office.
No, it wasn't. The reason he was removed from office was he resigned because the president forced him to resign. Yep. And then, just in case we want to deal with the corruption thing, I have another affidavit, this time from another Ukrainian prosecutor who says that the day after Biden strong-armed the president to remove Shokin, they show up in the prosecutor's office, lawyers for Hunter Biden show up in the prosecutor's office, and they give an apology for dissemination of false information.
You
know what the apology is for? For having gotten out the story that this guy was corrupt. Now, if you met this guy, he's not very good at corruption because he's very poor. Unlike the prosecutor who tanked the case on Biden, who's driving around in a Bentley.
Exactly. Okay, here's what's beautiful about this, guys, is that this guy is willing to come to the United States and testify.
And it's still not good enough. They're going to say that Trump and them paid him off.
Yeah.
They're going to come up with some bullshit and say he's lying and he's corrupt and blah, blah, blah. And again, then you know what's going to happen? 2 days later, that guy's going to wind up dead because he's going to spill some shit and his plane mysteriously blew up in the sky, you know?
So if you remember,
it all stems back to them, homie.
This is another thing that you got to understand. So Ukraine and the United States have a treaty or an agreement where they can work with each other. So this is another thing that nobody mentions. They have an agreement where our intelligence community works with their intelligence community to get out corruption, to weed out the corruption. So by Trump saying, hey, my guys are going to work with you guys to make sure that we weed out corruption, it's legal. There's a treaty. There's an agreement for that. And so, okay, but...
You did research on that.
I did.
Right? People don't do research. So what do? They just share a fucking article on Facebook on either side and say, oh, know your facts, know your data, know the truth.
One more funny thing. So Donald Trump Jr. goes on the Hannity show and he called Adam Schiff, the guy leading the intelligence committee. He calls him the Jussie Smollett of Congress.
I know. I saw that. That shit cracked me up, dude. That cracked me up.
All right. So I think we've exhausted this conversation. We had a couple more. Did you guys want to go into those?
Nah. I think we hit our.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. We're good?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Again, it's all that drama that's going on. We got to cover it. You know, Trump is... he's under fire, man, and he's our guy, and I think we need to cover and expose people to the truth. People don't know the truth, and the truth is out there. You just got to find it. And
remember, there's two sides to every coin. So
I'm jobless right now, so I'm spending a lot of time doing a lot of research for you
and
guys.
Just always remember, guys, remember, there's always two sides to every coin. Make sure you do your research and just don't believe what you read and hear. Yep. Research. Right. There's multiple news outlets that report the same thing. You got to figure out which one's the right one, but make sure you know both sides before you just say, fuck everybody, and call people that are conservative racist.
Yes, sir. All right. Find us on the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a like, hit that follow, and subscribe, and make sure you join us on the next episode of The Salty Show.